Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's a little story I got to tell when three bad brothers you know so well were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As Chuck D puts it, there is no adequate measure for the impact the Beastie Boys had on rap. The group always showed their contemporaries such respect and support and became industry role models to many up-and-coming artists. The Beastie Boys never took the easy way out, always pushing the intersection of rock and roll and hip-hop closer together than ever before. They fought for their right to not only party, but also to take control and never compromise their artistry or themselves. Next, LL Cool J takes the podium, giving props to the three punks who taught the world that rap could come from any street. Ad Rock and Mike D accept the honor, as well as share gratitude on the behalf of MCA, aka Adam Yauch. They thank New York City for being the inspiring melting pot of music that it is, and all of the fans who've celebrated their clever lyrics, lavish music videos, and genre mixing that have made them a sure shot.
What's up, everybody? I'm Chuck D.
I'm LL Cool J. And we are here to induct the Beastie Boys into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Kick it!
Come on, Buster Middleton. What's that noise?
Why?
Oh! Are you just jealous? It's the Beastie Boys!
Fuck it!
You gotta fight for your right to party!
No!
Sleep! Tell Brooklyn!
Make some noise!
No!
Sleep!
Tell Brooklyn!
Andy!
Hey, see, the lion's in the start of this band, y'all. Get on the mic, my man!
But little do you know about something that I talk about. In the back of my head, so we'll realize.
So what you want? Now, so you tell me to smile. You stick around thinking what you're wild. I never be on what you can die. It's because I'm so versatile.
Can we get a yeah for hip hop? Can we get a hell yeah, Cleveland? Hip hop in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before I turn it over, because Def Jam, in the words of Bill Adler, is the last great record label. And this man behind me is gonna finish it off, because like chess is to electric blues, Def Jam is to hip hop, and this man helped build the house. So as a resident, can you give 3.5 minutes to hip hop and the Beastie Boys from me? Help me out, y'all. Now here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with Ad Rock, MCA, and number 3, Mike D. I know I can read from the teleprompter, but I wrote it down. I won't take much of your time. There's no adequate measure for the impact that the Beastie Boys had on rap music and yours truly, Public Enemy, during our formative years. Artistically, just like my man back here, they are our role models. They gave us some of our richest support, and that's uncharacteristic of many advisors in this game. They led and lead by example. The very first time the Beastie Boys headlined their own tour, the License to Ill tour, they hit the road in January of 1987. They invited us to join the bill in April 1987. The lineup was the Beastie Boys, Murphy's Law, and Public Enemy. Watching them tear the house up, just like 9,000 here tonight, tearing the house up, we learned so much about the importance of a great stage show, just like my man back here. They made us rethink what we should do on stage and affirmed for us how important our own Beastie Boy, who calls himself Flavor Flav, might be to our success. In that way, the Beastie Boys literally helped us to get our act together by more than living up to their name night after night on the road. They were and still are one of the greatest live acts in music, people. How could we not learn from the way this group has challenged the conventions in the music business? How they made up their own rules about what it meant to be world-class hip-hop cats. After License to Ill, the Beasties left the Def Jam label and broke with their producer Rick Rubin and still kept it going on. Everyone wondered, and how many people were pessimistic about how the hell they were going to top their multi-platinum debut, License to Ill. But their second album, Paul's Boutique, broke the mold. And with it, they accomplished everything they hoped for. They kept their band together through a challenging period when most groups would have broken up and gone home. They proved that they could produce themselves when too many folks wrongly believed they were puppets of marketing and production. And they insisted on maturing as a band and as human beings when the easier thing would have been just to come back with a formula that it might have been License to Ill 2.0. It was the courage and self-respect that we all learned from. And so like them, we made sure never to take the easy way out, just to repeat a hit record for hit record's sake. Never to compromise our faith in ourselves and our artistry. Besides, they were the first hip-hop group on the World Wide Web in 1993, people. Two more minutes for hip-hop, people. One of the most, gotta soak it in, the third hip-hop group ever, gotta soak it in. One of the most admirable qualities about the Beastie Boys is that stayed so true to the game over the years. No matter what was going on with them or hip-hop culture in general, as far as I'm concerned, I quote myself, the trend towards individualism in hip-hop has become a plague. Yes, I quote myself. It has crippled the art form. Yet through it all, the Beastie Boys remain a team of MCs in the style of the groups that inspired them, the Treacherous Three, the Crash Crew, the 2007 inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Grandmaster Flash, and the Furious Five MCs. And the 2009 inductees, salute Run DMC, Jam Master Jay. And let us not forget their DJs throughout the years. Andre, Dr. Dre, Brown, my friend. DJ Hurricane, Mixmaster Mike, and DJ Double R, better known as Rick Rubin. And rock and roll, a band still gotta be a band. It's the same thing with hip hop, and the Beastie Boys remain a model for us all. Be together, play together, stay together, together forever. Couple paragraphs. One more minute for hip-hop. Damn, that was a long minute. Soak it in, hip-hop and rap music. Been around 30 years, gotta do it. 37, really. Time and time again, in word and in practice, the Beastie Boys honor hip-hop's founding templates. As true musicians, they move beyond drum machines and repetitive samples and sometimes pick up their own instruments. It's their way of paying tribute to the musicians who preceded them, who built the foundations of hip-hop. More than many, many situations out there, the Beastie Boys have evolved. In particular, I'm thinking about somebody who wasn't able to join us tonight, Adam Yauch. Salute, MCA. I feel him here tonight, y'all feel him here tonight, and LL got more to say about that. He belongs here with the greatest, and it was MCA who committed the Beastie Boys to their lengthy campaign for freedom for Tibet, a campaign that not only helped to shine a light on Tibet's struggle for independence, but allowed the Beastie Boys to move from fighting for their right to party to partying for their right to fight. Lastly, no matter what their lyrical subjects or on-stage parodies, one thing the Beastie Boys never were to me was a joke. They remind us that this is a craft. We was talking about this on the side. This is a craft, it's not a hustle. And I couldn't be more honored to induct this group, along with this man behind me, because they represent the best of the hip-hop and rap music idiom. I dig, love, and always thank them for doing the hard work of paving those roads for musicians all over the world, and to rock, rap, and roll on those roads, especially before people took us seriously as artists. Rap music is here to stay because it pays homage. So, may we all be as professional, distinctive, powerful as this group coming up right here, and as this man. The Beastie Boys are indeed three bad brothers who made history. Now, I give to you the man that damn near put up the foundations of Def Jam, and I'm always glad to just say, I know, I see him on TV, I say, damn, I'm happy to know that man. Ladies love Cool J. LL Cool J.
How's everybody feeling?
Wow, this is an amazing moment. You know, I'll never forget what I thought the very first time that Rick Rubin introduced me to the Beastie Boys, you know? I thought, what a bunch of punks. Some things never change. Then a few moments later, I thought to myself that I probably have about 30 years to write my speech inducting these three punks into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What can I say, people? I've just always had funny sense about these things. But the truth is that I've come here tonight to praise those little troublemakers, not to make fun of them. Because the record shows that from their humble beginnings, okay, well, you know, maybe not so humble beginnings, my buddies, the Beastie Boys, have made rock, rap, and just plain old music history. And that's not bad for three punks who started out their career singing about Cookie Puss. Not long after that, the Beasties exploded, declaring early on, "You gotta fight!" Well, from those early Def Jam days on, when rap was just finding its feet, the Beastie Boys, Mike, Adam, and Adam, have fought long and hard. Not just for their fight, right to fight and party and have fun, but for all of our rights to party, even if that meant no sleep till Brooklyn. All right? They've grown up to become great men, good citizens, and one of the most enduring and influential groups in music history. And trust me, that would have not been a popular bet back in the day when we were all just punks from different neighborhoods all applying for our licenses to ill. Right from the start, the Beasties were pretty fly for white guys. Pretty fly for white guys. And they brought a whole new attitude to the look of rap and the feel of hip hop. Remember, this was before Eminem, and I love him. This is before Eminem. This is before Vanilla Ice. Dung, 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 daga, dung, dung. The Beasties also brought their own spirit, wit, and flavor to the music, because before the Beasties, a lot of rappers, first and foremost, selling ego and boastfulness and... But the Beasties, that's funny. But the Beasties brought something new, pure, and great to the game. They brought obnoxiousness, big attitude, and fresh humor, and they proved once and for all that rap could come from any street, not just a few. You see, Run DMC brought rap to the edge of suburbia. Beasties drove it right into the center of town. So just on a side note, let me just tell you a little something about our history. The reason I'm here tonight and the reason this was so important to me is because if it wasn't for the Beastie Boys, I wouldn't have my career that I have today, because the Beastie Boys actually played my demo tape for Rick Rubin in the NYU dormitory and got me my break. A lot of people don't know that. So this thing is connected in a really strange way. They were amazing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think about us being on tour and, you know, me and Adam Yup sipping Brass Monkey and him kicking me in my chest for no apparent reason. It's heartwarming, really. Then they hit with tracks like Sabotage. The Beastie Boys created a more perfect union of rap and rock than anyone ever did, and they never let us down. Ever since the Beastie stayed together and supported our world, and each other in good times and in bad, they've been great. So God bless the Beastie Boys. And look, let me just cut to the chase. Woo! Let me cut to the chase. It's my true honor to stand beside Chuck D and induct the Beastie Boys. Come on, say it with me. Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
After the break, you'll hear from the Beastie Boys on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
Oh, hi, everybody. Hi. We're the Beastie Boys from New York City. That's Mixmaster Mike right there. All right, this is fucking weird, everybody. All right, I wrote a couple little things down. I just want to, you know, nobody does this stuff alone. And friends and family are really important to me and to us. And so I just want to say thanks to a few people. I want to thank John Silva, I want to thank JC, I want to thank Jen Hall, I want to thank Ken Anderson, I want to thank Bill Harper, I want to thank Jerome, I want to thank Steve Martin. I want to thank the Bad Brains. I want to thank Run DMC and Jam Master Jay for putting us on. And it's just... it's an honor to be associated with the Bad Brains and Run DMC in any way, shape, or form. I want to thank my mom and dad for bringing us up in New York City. New York City taught me everything. New York City is everything. I want to say RIP to Dave Skilkin. I want to say RIP to the captain. I want to say RIP to Jerry Williams. I want to thank my mom and the Carlotti family for giving me my first guitar when I was a little kid. I want to thank my dad for giving me my first LP when I was a little kid. I want to say what's up to my little brother Hannah, my little brother Oliver, my little sister Hannah. I want to say hi to my best friends Say and Nadia, thank you for sticking with me even through the 80s. I want to say hi to the beautiful genius Kathleen Hanna. Thank you for sharing your life with me. And I want to thank my brother Matthew and my sister Rachel, because when I was a little kid, they played me The Clash. They played me Jonathan Richman and Grandmaster Flash and taught me about music, and that's why I'm here. Thank you.
Woo! Well, what to add to that? I guess I just really want to, with great gratitude, just really want to thank my family. Of course, my family's with me here tonight, Tammy D. D Money Davis, Scott Diddy. Of course, my mom, because without my mom, this wouldn't be possible for us on, or myself, on a bunch of different levels. That's maybe an inside joke, but of course, David, Karen, Rachel, everybody who came here, and really everybody that's played with us along the way. Mike, Hurricane, Dr. Dre, DJ Double R. Who else? Mark, Money Mark, Fredo, everybody. And like what Adam said, honestly, New York City, thank you. Because, you know, we grew up in New York City at a time where that's what informed what we did. It was hip hop. You ride through the train, you'd hear Zulu Beat Show, you'd hear Mr. Magic, you'd hear BAU. Okay, so punk rock, new wave, salsa, soul. It was all there, and thank you, New York City, for basically raising us and giving us all that music that we love and grew up on. And now, Adam would like to read a note that our fellow band member, who we could not have ever possibly done all of this stuff, and we could not have been the family that we became. Adam Yauch, MCA, wrote this speech, and it was in his house, Nolan Francis's house, his parents' house in Brooklyn. Brooklyn! Where I remember I would go every day after school. We'd listen, we'd put on the Clash records, the Grandmaster Flash records, the Spoonie G records, the Treacherous 3 records, the Architects, Run DMC. And we would just listen to those things, and we make a damn god-awful racket. And I can't believe they let us do it. So thank you very much.
All right, everybody. So Adam Yauch wrote this, and he wanted us to read it. It's from Adam Yauch. I'd like to dedicate this award to my brothers, Adam and Mike, who've walked the globe with me, to anyone who has been touched by our band, who our music has meant something to. This induction is as much ours as it is yours. To Kate Schellenbach, to John Berry, to John Berry's loft on 100th Street and Broadway, where John's dad would come busting in during our first practices screaming, "Will you turn that fucking shit off already?" To the young and the useless, to Dave Parsons, Scott Jarvis, Jerry Williams, to 171A, to A7, to the Rat Cage, to 59 Christie Street, to DJ Hurricane, Mario Xz, Mark Nishida, Mixmaster Mike, Alfredo Ortiz, Juanito, Eric Bobo, AWOL, John Silva, Russell Simmons, Rick Rubin, and to all have worked with us over the decades. To my loving and supportive parents, Noel and Francis Yauch. And to our home in Brooklyn, where we used to practice on hot Brooklyn summer days after school, windows wide open to disturb the neighborhood with some good old-fashioned New York hardcore. To hopping on the mic in the DJ booth at the Disco Fever, Pizza Go-Go, and Danceteria. But most of all, I'd like to thank and dedicate this honor to my smart, beautiful, loving wife, Detchen, and our sweet, talented, loving daughter, Lose. Never has a man felt more blessed than I to be able to spend my time with my two soulmates. I love you guys more than you know. I wish I could name everyone who deserves naming, but of course, there's too many names to name. You know who you are, and I send my love out to all of you, your friend, Adam Yauch. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Shelby Morrison, Risa Gerke, and Taylor Chicoin. Produced by Evan Tyre. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.